Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, moody sick. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Tequila Ever After by Adekunle Gold. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Tequila Ever After is an album released by Adekunle Gold on July 28th, 2023. It is his first release under Def Jam Recordings, which is a division of UMG Recordings, Inc. Very well done on the deal, Adekunle Gold. It has 18 songs, and those represent 50 minutes and 23 seconds of runtime, 9 features, and multiple producer placements with, I think, Kelpie really dominating on the production there. Now, don't let that fool you, because it's still stacked. There's the likes of Tony Duaro, Monroe, Shay Funmi, Manny Wells, Jono Christian, Business Boy, Friday, Harv, the Pharrell Williams, Labyrinth, The Elements. So it's stacked. It's a stacked album. Now, I made a grave mistake when I was listening to Tequila Ever After the second time. The first time I actually listened to it, but I only listened to about 4 or 5 tracks because I had to go. But the second time, it actually started on randomized, which was just weird, right? But anyway, that does not influence the outcome of this review. Tequila Ever After opens up with a beautiful Chasing Peace of Mind with Malian musician Habib Koita and South African Ami Faku. And wow, it's beautiful. One thing I really love about this song is how the guitar really carries the feeling of the song with very light instrumentation. And you know what? It felt like an AG Baby song, which I always like that feeling, because ever since he dropped his debut album Gold, I think he's really given us a refinement of the sound album to album. And I mean, his last project was actually last year in 2022, so it was interesting just to see how far he had gone just to get to this place in 2023. And I think what he did as well on social, he dropped a post saying, look, we picked the best 18 tracks out of about maybe I think it was 30 or 40 tracks that they had already recorded. So to me, it sounds like AG Baby's got a serious library of music, like a serious library of music. So it wouldn't surprise me if we're going to get another album next year and another album the year after that, when they, you know, tweak or touch on a few points with the songs that didn't make the cut this time around. Having said that, it was hard not to notice the Afrocentrism and then the log drum, the amapiano-ness on this song, which, funny enough, it doesn't actually go all the way. Like, it's not your amapiano kind of song, but still, like, there were such elements that connected to the sound, and they're unmistakable. Ami Faku, by the way, vocally, Track 2 on Tequila Ever After is one we all know very well. Party No Day Stop with Sinoliski. Oh, Party No Day Stop. Eish! Song is a vibe. And currently sitting on about close to 24 million streams on Spotify, which tells me that this song, eish, it's done the business. It led the way as a single for this album way back in March 2023. Well, it's only 5 months ago. But I don't know, something makes me feel like March, I always feel like saying, oh, it was only a couple of months ago. But geez, 2023 is moving, peeps. This one is definitely for the dance floor. It's got you going from the title itself, Party No Day Stop. So, you know, one thing that I loved about the track listing on Tequila Ever After is how some of the songs simply flowed from song to song. Take Soro, which is track 3, and Tio Baby, Tio Tequila Baby, which is track 4. And when you move from Soro to Tio Baby, you can hear that these songs are the same range of tempo and a slightly different feel, but they flow one after the other. And then moving on to the single Ogaranya, oh my goodness, like that mid-tempo, it's a bit of a vibe, you know, and it's not too slow. That was great track listing on their part. And when I say they, I mean Adekunle Gold and his team. Now, one thing I usually do when I listen to albums is I favorite the tracks that I like as I'm listening, or I listen to it once off without favoriting anything, and then the second time, that's when I start to favorite songs and I'm like, yo, this is a vibe, I like it, I like it. And with Tequila Ever After, you know what happened? I pretty much favorited almost all the tracks. Like, when I say almost all the tracks, I mean almost all the tracks. What was coming to mind was, is there ever going to be a bad song here? One song I absolutely loved on this track listing was Wrong Person with Odumodu Black. This is the second time I'm reviewing an album with Odumodu Black, and geez, I'm so glad I've been introduced to this artist, because he's got his own style with the rap going on, but he's like, he's a different lane, you know. And with him, I get the same feeling that I got when I first heard someone like Blacko, Black Sheriff. Now, the first half of this album really made me start to question what the strategy to this album was. And why I say that is because the sound is kind of different. I know it's an extension of Adekunle Gold, as we know him as an artist, but there was a lot more experimentation, a lot more up-tempo-ness in there. And think about a song like Don't Be a Baby, which has this dance or feel and a really bassy kind of groove to it, which typically, you know, in the last I think maybe two albums, he's kind of like, you know, slowed it down almost in a serenade kind of way, but with the afroness going with it. But Tequila Ever After is different. Adekunle Gold offers a familiar experience with sweetness in the vocals, but experiments a whole lot more when it comes to the beats in themselves, and occupies a space that potentially could actually catapult him to an even bigger audience. Personally, I'm still salty about the single Do You Mind, which was released a few months ago. And I absolutely think it should be way bigger than it is right now. It's such a good song. Such a good song. The delivery by Adekunle Gold on this tune and the overall composition, top class. One of the surprise collabos on this album was with Coco Jones, but guys, Coco Jones, yo, she is a star all the way. I saw her in the Bel Air reboot, and she was excellent acting in there, and I didn't even know she was a singer before I saw that TV show. And here we are. She's collaborating with some of Africa's best artists and doing her own thing on the side. So shout out to Coco Jones. Something I do want to mention was, again, going back to the flow. When you look at, tracks 7, Don't Be a Baby, 8, Do You Mind, 9, Sisi Ganja, they all occupy a similar space with more dancehall influenced beats, so to speak. And again, that speaks to the sequencing on this album, which was masterfully done. Then when you move to tracks 10, which is Make It Easy with Coco Jones, 11, Not My Problem, and 12, Kere, and a bit of 13 as well, Look What You Made Me Do with Adekunle Gold's Babe, See Me. Guys, those four tracks for me occupy the space that Adekunle Gold was in the last album and the one before that. There's that sort of feel, and this is what I mean when I say the sequencing. The tracks were grouped together with a certain tempo, mood, and feel to them. I seriously could go track by track, but I'm not gonna do that, because what is? But here's the thing. One thing I do have to say is, and I even hate this opinion myself, for myself, is the only song on Tequila Ever After that I personally did not like was the song with Pharrell Williams and Nile Rodgers. And why I didn't like it was, it was so far left to everything else. And I also understand why it was put as like number 16 and maybe not even the last song. I think the reason why it was not the last song was also because, come on, it's Pharrell, man. Pharrell's a legend, right? And now Rodgers, I think, on the guitars. But look, I cannot get with this song. To me, it's the one song that doesn't necessarily fit the mold of the album, but understandably, which I actually understand, it's got Pharrell Williams. So it was never going to sound anything other than something completely different. And if I were to choose, this song would have been a single by itself, potentially after this album, but not an album song. Because, you know, to me, and I look, it's getting some good feedback and reviews, but for me personally, this is the song I could not get with. Now, I'm not gonna harp on about it because it's an outlier for me on this album for sure, but I did favorite all the other 17 tracks. So what does that mean? To me, this album is as near perfection as you're gonna get for any album released this year. And we've had some big albums. Think of Davido, Kiss Daniel, Asake, I think CK, Sad Romance, Deluxe, Armor Ray, Fountain Baby, Joe Boy, Body and Soul, One Day Cole, Legend or No Legend, Inkabizez with Java and Big Zulu, Felo Leti and Melo and Sleazy, Stone Boy had an album, Uncle Waffles had an album, Lojay had an EP. Oh, come on, man. The late AKA's Mass Country. We've had a good year of albums and projects, for real. Ultimately, though, Tequila Ever After is easily, for me, the best album that I've heard this year from an African act. And I know that's a big claim, particularly with Burna Boy about to drop, but damn, yo, Adekunle Gold's come through. So how do I rate this album? For me, this album is, yo, really close to a 10 out of 10. I would put it as a 9.75 out of 10. With one slight hiccup that I mentioned. But otherwise, it's almost a complete album. Great features, some really powerful features actually. Great production and the overall quality. Ha! Yo. Adekunle Gold, one thing he does, right? And this is the great part about the music that he gives us, is it doesn't matter what the album is. He is going to give you a masterclass in mixing, mastering, songwriting, composition, everything. Like, everything is nearly to perfection. And that's beautiful. How he's mastered that is quite something else. But what then glues everything together is this. He's got his own style that he's come up with. And there's no artist you can look at and say, you know what, he kind of sounds like Adekunle Gold. None. Guy's good. Anyway, let me go. That's it for me. My name is M. Jeromoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.